Yo, it's the most dope show. It's about that time to get live. Take a break from your 8 to 5. Them other guys don't have the ability to rip it. We kick it. Three guys on representing with the most killer spirit. And we coming with the jokes. So you better grab a good pen and pad for your notes. And forget them other folks, because we got the best quotes. Randolph does more than just jokers. He woke and he got the files. Tell Andy Klein to turn up the dial. I don't know where that boy Tim is now. Raising a daughter, he hella proud. Andy is straight up and Randolph ain't here for racist. When Tim Miller hit, that got funny as shit. The sock puppets always be there to assist. Too many to name, but they all of this shit. I guess I could try. Love me some Frankie French. Milner and
Mike B.
Be lit. I cannot forget about Petey and Chris. J.L. Covan with them Trump impressions. Riding Cameron coming from the black guy who tips. That's a whole damn nation, so they always near. Pop, pop, bang, bang. Getting green, romaine. Three guys on sock puppet nation. Gang, gang.
Yeah. What up,
Dominic?
Puerto Rico, suave. I know you thought I forgot about you, but I ain't gonna forget about you, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Puerto Rico, oh. Puerto Rico, suave.
You know, people kind of forget that Ice Cube was easily in people's top five.
Easily.
In the 90s.
Yeah, we let him get away with saying stuff like put big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Right.
In the middle of a pop song.
Gotta run a check. DOS FX. Whatever happened to DOS FX?
That was the last time they were relevant.
They had like that, what they had, two albums?
Something like
that's
that.
Always that's always sad. That's always sad when you go on Spotify. Hey, you realize they had 12 albums?
Yeah, that's
yeah, you're like, why didn't I? Okay.
That's always sad. You get to like, you see like all the sad stages of going out in hip hop. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, they started wearing their clothes upside down, wasn't it? What was that?
What was that, you know?
I do remember around like 93-ish when gangster rap really started becoming a big thing. Maybe a little earlier than that. There were a lot of rappers that suddenly had bandanas hanging out of their back pockets, you know, like, oh, wait, you're just trend hopping on gangster rap now. So I guess he that through their whole career. I don't know if DOS FX has done that. I don't know. I feel like I saw them recently on something.
Yeah, I'm on Spotify. 2019, they dropped Real Hip Hop, which is an hour and 36 minutes. That looks like it's just a collection of like their other albums put in one place.
Yeah. Let me just say this before we go any further, Wes. I happen to look into the chat room and see from Reggie T, y'all be smoking weed? Like, what's happening? What was going on in the chat? Was something happening?
The first song on the playlist was I Got Five on it, and there was a conversation about what five can get you these days.
Jesus.
I got 25 on it, maybe.
Here that'd comes be the better. Reggie. Y'all be smoking weed? I mean, I don't know. I know you need to quit snitching in the chat. I know that needs to happen. Hey, shout out to Rod. I saw you talking to Rex Chapman on Karen.
Oh, Hunter's yeah. That was show. So cool, man.
What I didn't hear, because I didn't get to hear it all the way. Did you happen to mention to him that that would have been the first thing I would have said? You know, you were the go-to guy for us when they would say white men can't jump. Everybody's go-to was, I mean, well, Rex Chapman does. That was everybody's go-to.
Nah, I didn't get to say too much to him because he was very serious.
Yeah, he's about his business because the book he's got out.
Rex, yeah, that book is very serious. And I'm used to like block or charge Rex Chapman on one Twitter that
Chapman,
yeah he makes me laugh, but this was deep introspective, like talking about the darkness of his soul, Rex Chapman, right. And I wasn't ready.
That story he said about his girlfriend, I had heard that story before. Somebody had written about it, but he didn't name any name. No names were named in that. It was just, hey, boosters didn't want me to date a black girl, because Rex Chapman was dating a black woman. Mm-hmm. Or that was his high school and college sweetheart, and they told him, you don't date her anymore.
Yeah.
You can't date her here being at Kentucky.
And he talked about like cheating on her.
Oh, the coach told him that. I was like, God damn.
He talked about cheating on her and stuff. And
I didn't hear that part.
That's how, because you know, when you can't see your girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like eventually, you know, he's 18. And I was more surprised that he was so hard on himself, because I was like,
yeah
there's a point. well, I got to ask a question, and I kind of said, hey, so let me ask you this. Like,
I heard that. That's a great question. That was a great
question. Because I'm like, your inner voice is very critical of yourself.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you like that with everybody, or is it just like a if someone told you this story, would you be like you are now about this? Like, hey, you fucked up. Hey, to his credit, he kind of sounded consistent. Like, nah, I had more power than I thought, or more power than I had enough power to shut that shit down and make a problem. And I chose the easy way out.
Yeah.
And that's how I want all white people to feel like that.
Yeah, and he was like, he had panic attacks behind it. Cause what he was describing, I was like, oh, you had a panic attack.
I just want white people to feel like I didn't have enough
panic attacks. Andy, Tanya, have panic attacks.
Panic attacks.
I mean, you know, I'm over panic attacks, you know,
because he didn't do enough at 18.
Right.
Because I was like, a grown ass man wouldn't know what to do with that in a lot of cases. You're fucking 18 and you're expected to know the right. And he was like, yeah, it don't matter.
Your mentor white person that you're going to play basketball for is telling you this. It's going to make you doubt your whole worldview. In the meantime, that woman conceivably could have been his wife. That happens in another lifetime. In a parallel universe, that's his wife now. You know?
So there was a clip.
They got a couple of black children running around, light-skinned and good-haired black children.
Named Jalen, playing for Toronto. Charlotte.
Jalen Chapman.
Yeah. Jalen with a Y and a Jalen with an E-N.
I don't know how black women do it. That's the thing. I know how white women do it. They do it with a Y, but I don't know how black women do it.
There was a clip from Pablo Torre's show that they posted yesterday with Rex Chapman where he said,
good hair.
A similar thing happened.
look at TPS. It's still in me, TPS, to say. I shouldn't say that, but it's still in me. I'm a work in progress, baby.
A similar thing happened in Charlotte where the owner, when he got drafted, the owner was like, look, I don't have a problem with it, but
you have a problem? I don't have a problem with it.
Look, I'm cool.
Yeah.
But people around here might have an issue with that.
Yeah. Well, that's their problem. That ain't nothing shit to do with me. So why are you bringing this up to me? That's isn't your job to protect me? I wonder if he went to the black players with that. Like, hey, don't be
white girls. I asked him about that. He said no.
Yeah, see?
He said they didn't have... He's funny how he's like, hey, look, I don't think I'm, you know, like telling tales out of school to say that there's a kind of expectation and acceptance of black athletes dating white women in male sports. And I was like, I'm shocked, Rex. How could you? I have never heard such a thing.
How dare you?
But he was that wasn't a problem.
Yeah, Chapman, I can see that.
He played here for a couple years.
Yeah. Sure, he's probably putting up numbers here too.
He was on the early Chris Webber, Juwan Howard squad. There's a video, I'll see if I pull it up, is that they made these music videos back in the day. That's the reason I'm a Bullets fan video.
Yeah.
And he's in that video. They're all in that video, I think. Yeah, George Mirason, Calvert Cheney.
He's probably got a highlight reel out there somewhere. He was good. Chapman was no joke.
In Phoenix he had some highlights.
Yeah. Isn't it a dunk contest?
As we've said before, he did that dunk. I love it. He flipped it behind his back, caught in the air, and dunked.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Bullets little promotional video. So cheesy. There he is.
That's the reason I'm a Bullets man.
Chris Webber.
You the man, you the man.
Calvert Cheney.
You the man, you the man.
Scott Skiles.
You the man, you the man. That's the reason I'm a Bullets man.
John McClain.
here's the key.
Is that Sugar Bear? Bullets.
Yeah, hey. I think that is Sugar Bear.
Hey, who did the song?
Must have been maybe it was EU or something.
Right, because he sounded like EU when he was like when he said some of the names.
Yeah, that's old school. And you have to be of a certain age to even remember the Washington it being even named the Bullet.
Yeah, boy, he's like Scott Scowls. I'm like, that's not how normal people say that. That's not like EU.
I think it might be Sugar Bear.
Bullets, my man, Chris Webber.
Not yet. Yeah, that's Sugar Bear.
That's the one.
The only thing is they didn't put any reggae, they didn't put any go-go on it.
Don McLean. Yeah.
I feel like it got go-go drums. Listen to the drums.
Not what we're used to. Not all the way go-go down.
Yeah, it's not full.
I mean, it's white folks go-go. What are we talking
about? It's not full.
Yeah,
I didn't want to scare them off.
Right. You couldn't have too much rhythm now, Randolph. Come on now.
Yeah, they said, come on.
It should have been go-go'd up. It's DJ.
White people can't beat their feet to that.
Or to anything else.
Right. It's like, this is too much beat.
They might change up the beat. They already changed up the vocalist. Now Sugar Bear is trying to Don McLean.
They were already named the Bullets. We were already getting away with a lot.
Okay, so this is not EU. That wasn't Sugar Bear at all. I don't know. It's maybe someone trying to sound like him.
You know what that beat reminds me of? Remember that song, Bob Dabalina? It reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Del the
Funky. Ooh, Mr. Dabalina.
Yeah, remind me of that. Mr. Dabalina.
I used to love Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Del the Funky Homo Sapien. Tell me that don't bother you. Remind you. That's when Rex was already in his hair. The Bullets, make no mistake. We're playing up free and
getting out on the break. We're all about the defense. That's a white boy rapping.
Man, that's how
good.
I'm a
Bullet. Boys. Time for slam dunking. Red body bumping. The three in your face. Not Webber getting involved.
Has to. Washington
Bullets are in your. This is Webber's first year with the Bullets. You can tell because Webber always wore number four, but Scott Skiles already had number four. Mm-hmm. So Webber's first year, he wore two. And then when Scott Skiles left, he took four. Scott Skiles wouldn't give his number to Chris Webber.
You know who we don't give enough credit to is the original Beastie Boys, because they really made sure white people weren't going to be out here with no blueprint to learn how to rap.
We talked about that on the
hip hop episode.
Yeah, we talked about Beastie Boys.
Like, thank God for them. Thank God it wasn't like one of them other, like, thank God it wasn't Snow first.
Oh no.
Like, you know what I'm saying? White people would have been out here fucked up the whole way.
I mistimed it, but that's when Third Base came out. We were ready for him because of that. We were ready for Third Base.
Mm-hmm.
And the music was so hard with Third Base, you know.
All white dudes are lucky they had that blueprint, man. That shit could have went wrong. If Vanilla Ice would have been first,
oh no,
boy, it would have been fucked up, man. It would have been white people getting beat up everywhere.
Vanilla Ice almost ruined the progress that was made before him. He almost destroyed
everything. Almost
came close. He did.
Jim Carrey
close.
Was out here. Jim Carrey was out here mocking that man.
Yes, he was on In Living Color.
Yeah, yep.
doing a better version of him mocking him. Like,
yep. You know. Meanwhile, Lonely Island was still basically doing a Beastie Boys impression 35 years later.
Right.
When they were on SNL, like, it was still an homage, it wasn't mocking them. We never mocked the Beastie Boys, man. Mm-mm. White people got real lucky the motherfuckers came first, dog.
The slamming man, that's the reason I'm a Bullets fan. Time for slam dunking, red body bumping, the three in your face there to keep your heart.
Rex Chapman highlight.
Yeah, listen, make no mistake. Rex Chapman was good. Make no mistake about that. Don't ever be mistaken. Yep. He was a very good basketball player.
He be trying to talk down himself. I'm like, I remember
you playing in Charlotte. No, sir.
See this? Play.
They cut to a Rex Chapman game winner highlight. I remember this.
Yeah. I saw you play, man.
I used to play with that dude on NBA Jam. Rex on the Look at that. That's racial harmony right there, boy. Shoot, shoot, break, break, jump, jump, slam, slam. That's the reason I'm a bullish man.
Dex Chapman.
You the man, you the man.
Evan Duckworth.
Evan Duckworth. Doug Overton.
Damn, old school hairdos, boy. Lots of hairspray.
Jim McElvain.
We really need this for every team.
Yes.
When they were good, Andy, I can't even imagine living here when they were good.
They was called the Bullets. They weren't even a Wizard. They was under a completely different name.
They still underachieved.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sure now,
that's
they
true
did,
statement.
Because having Juwan and Chris Webber, they were supposed to be the future.
Let's think about this. They had Juwan, Chris Webber, and Rasheed Wallace.
Yep.
They drafted Rasheed Wallace. This is when the NBA didn't understand how to just have a no position.
Yes.
And so they were like, who's going to play center? Chris Webber didn't want to play center, but they kept trying to put him at center. Rasheed Wallace wasn't a center. Juwan Howard, they put at three, even though he was more of a power forward. Mm-hmm. So that now these days, you could just put him all over the court. It didn't matter. But back then, they got rid of Rasheed to get Rod Strickland, which wasn't a bad deal.
They would have been hell with the new NBA rules.
Yeah.
Here's a discussion that popped up with Chris Broussard and the cat that he does the pod with. They do that podcast together.
Rob something or other.
Gilbert Arenas was talking shit about how players in the 80s couldn't keep up with today's players, like players in the 80s aren't good. And he kept referencing Bill Laimbeer, that Bill Laimbeer couldn't defend anybody. And what he said, first of all, Bill Laimbeer never was on any type of defensive team in the 80s. He wasn't known as all defense. He wasn't known as that. He's just a scrappy dude who was in there to get them fouls.
Right.
You know? He said, but imagine this. So you're comparing the players of today to players then. So put Wemby down in the post in the 80s with any center in the 80s. Put him down there. Just pick a random center. Give me a random center from the 80s, Andy. Just a
random center from the – well, obviously
let's start with Patrick Ewing, say. Let's start with Patrick Ewing.
Chris Gatling.
Start with
Mark West.
Mark Eaton, how about that?
Can Wemby get down in the he's a center. Could he get down into anybody? First of all, they don't even want to play center against guys like that. You know, Shaq played in the 80s. In the 80s,
not
90s.
In the NBA though.
In the 80s, 90s, because that's the whole era that Gilbert's talking about.
Well, you let Shaq tell it, he dominate any era at all, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, these guys were dominant. In there, and don't act like they couldn't play. It's just a guy who's like supposed to be a student of basketball. I'm like, that's kind of a stupid.
Well, they were talking to, I think it was Rick Barry at one point, and he was like, you know, these guys now, they never have to fly commercial. They have nutritionists. They have all these training regimens that we didn't have. So if you're going to compare, you have to then say, take the guy from the 80s and give him all of the advantages that a guy from today has.
Correct.
Right. You know, you can't really compare eras because they didn't have some. Before that, in the 70s, they were still working part-time sometimes at some other job.
Right.
You know, to make ends meet.
Prior to Michael Jordan, them niggas didn't even lift weights. Michael Jordan was like, yeah, dog, I'm going to lift weights. And everybody was like, lifting weights, man.
Put some weight on.
Also, you needed, like, coaches that had the imagination that they have now. Like, there weren't, you know, like, basically every offense in the NBA now with the drive and kick is just a bastardization of the triangle. It's the same fundamentals, but just... Now every player can initiate it from any position. And it's like you didn't have that level of forward thinking back then. So how many players who would have been something today or been better today didn't get that chance because they didn't play in that version of the NBA?
Yeah, it's same thing with like with football and stuff too. Although players are bigger now in football than they used to be. But, you know, a wide receiver now is the size of a linebacker in the 80s.
Right.
But... Yeah, you got to give, if you're going to say this player's advantage because of their era, you have to compare them to another player and give that player grade them on the curve for what if they had the same advantage.
A guy like, because what about the guys who would be better? Like a guy like Dale Curry would be on some Klay Thompson shit.
Right.
In this era. And he like ended his career with the amount of threes like Klay and Steph made in like their first 3 or 4 years or whatever. Like it was completely different NBA in a lot of the ways the rules are enforced and stuff.
Right.
And Larry Bird, it wasn't a three-point shooting league. You know, he probably would have had incredible three-point numbers in this day and age.
Right. And speaking of basketball, so the Washington Post apparently is dropping an article on Kim Mulkey sometime soon, next week.
Okay.
Now she did a press conference today. It just got dropped 56 minutes ago. Thinking of Mike Freeman, sports writer for for the USA Today, posted a thing saying, "What the hell?" See if you can pull that up for me, because I'm interested now to see what is this about.
All right. Doug Gottlieb tweeted, "Classic Kim Mulkey attacking article, which is not out yet, and it's a press conference clip." Uh-huh.
See, because Mike Freeman said, "What the hell?" And then he said, "That's a bitch, you did some." Basically, yeah. Those words. He didn't say it like that, but he's like, "She did something."
Somebody
those
come
aren't
out
the actions and words of someone who did nothing. She did something.
Yeah,
this, know what she said.
Let me.
She said.
This one has it a little bit louder.
Just for our edification, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that the Three Guys On doesn't particularly care for Kim Mulkey. I'm just gonna go ahead and put that out there. I don't know how Balls Deep does it, but I know Three Guys On doesn't particularly care for.
Well, honestly, I have a lot of respect for most pimps. A woman that dressed like that and treat other women like that feels like a pimp to me. So yeah. It's hard for me to, you know, I can't love Snoop Dogg and then say no love for Kim Mulkey. I mean, come on.
You ain't got no love for Kim Mulkey.
They dress the same.
Come on, East Coast. You ain't got no love for Kim Mulkey.
They don't just dress the same, Karen. They also treat women the same as my friend. It's a very particular type of lifestyle she's living over there.
This is her press conference, I guess, today.
Why you got my wife's haircut? Don't do that.
Former players have told me that the Washington Post has contacted them and offered to let them be anonymous in a story if they'll say negative things about me.
Yeah, let me just say up front, no one told them that they could. I'm going to do a blow by blow here. No one told them that they could be anonymous if they say negative things about her. What they told them was, you can say negative things. It will be anonymous. If you got something you want to say, don't worry about it. Your name won't be attached to it. That's how that's what they told them.
And she knows something about to come out.
Yep. So you try to make this shit into some nefarious shit already. I can see this shit right here.
Washington Post has called former disgruntled players to get negative quotes to include in their story.
No, they just called to get quotes.
They're ignoring the 40 plus years of positive stories that people or they have heard from people about me.
No, those will be mentioned also.
You see, reporters who give a megaphone to a one-sided embellished version of things aren't trying to tell the truth. They're trying to sell newspapers and feed the click machine.
Mainstream media.
Exactly.
That's how they get you.
Why people don't trust journalists and the media anymore.
There she goes.
It's these kinds of sleazy tactics.
The story ain't even come out yet.
That people are tired of.
It's going
to
be.
How about this? Whatever it is, about to be nasty because she's trying to.
That's what I'm saying. The story ain't even come out yet.
Well, I believe she's innocent till proven guilty.
Of course.
I'm fed up.
Fed up.
And I'm not going to let the Washington Post attack this university, this awesome university. Team of young women I have, or me without a fight. I've hired the best defamation law firm in the country. And I will sue the Washington
Post. Do you believe that the Washington Post didn't completely vet their stuff to protect themselves against a lawsuit? Do you believe that?
Right.
You believe
in closing. Jonathan Majors innocent. Free Kanye West. Make America great again. Bye.
They publish a false story about me.
No one
How many people are
they would never in a million years publish something false, you dumb dumb.
I want to see like
want to be sued.
I want to see J. Cole do one of these, like Kendrick Lamar published two bars about me. It is not true. I've hired the best.
Yeah, I do need to know what's happening there. I do need to know what's happening there, Rod. So get that queued up for me, Rod, because I do need to know what's happening there.
I have heard from various producers that he has contacted them.
if they can make a good beat that was negative about me, that they will keep the producers anonymous.
I will not stand the producers for
anonymous. Somebody who has to get credit.
I just Young Metro does trust me, but they don't write about that.
This is why nobody trusts mainstream radio.
It's accountable, but I am, and I'll do it. That's all I'm going to say about this right now. And now I'm going to get back to talking about my basketball team and winning this game tomorrow.
No one was even going to ask you about it. I can tell you that.
They because sure the article, were not.
Because the article hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, the article hasn't come out yet.
So Jesus. No one was going to ask you about something that I don't know anything
that
about.
That means I'm she got the article for her. You know what that means? She got that phone call somewhere in the last 24 hours from them being like, so hey, this is your coming, chance to refute. This is your chance to refute what we're about to say, but the sources got you doing this. Do you want to confirm? Is she doing... She went straight to that press conference and said, fuck
you. You
want to
confirm or deny anything?
Right. I want to say, fuck y'all, and I'm suing. Okay, well, we didn't tell you what was in it.
Well, I
right,
tell you
we
what.
Did not tell you what was in it.
Interesting that you already knew it was bad, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Article ain't come out yet, and you out here.
You want to hear what's in it? I know what's in it, goddammit. And it's all lies.
But they didn't publish any of the good things that I did over 40 years, only the bad.
What about that girl that scored 40 after I beat her? Huh? Where's she going to talk about it?
I am fed up.
Yeah, I called her a black B word, but she also graduated with a 3.6. So I'll help it.
That's me. I did that. I got her to graduate with a 3.6.
I told her teachers to make sure she graduates.
I bet y'all didn't look into Dawn's daily because you're woke.
Yeah, there's no indication yet. I don't think the Post has responded. This story is picking up. It's being picked up by all the news outlets.
All I told them was stop being gay. And this is the stuff you write about me. I'll try and make their life easier.
Well, I don't care if you're gay. It's Jesus that cares.
Right.
You gotta write an article about Jesus?
I say it's Brittany.
I follow Jesus's teachings.
I say it's Brittany Griner, not Brittany Grindher. Jesus. And she didn't listen. Jesus now look at her in Russian prison.
Jesus never taught that, ma'am.
I guess it's my fault too, huh?
It's all my fault. It's always my fault.
All I said was, Angel Reese, you look like you get food stamps. And I don't know what's wrong with that.
You can't do that.
It looks like she gets food stamps.
That doesn't
now,
mean
why
she
am
does.
I a problem?
I don't understand why that's even a problem for me to say. I mean, it's the truth.
I said, just put your big black hands in their face and scare them. Okay, these little girls from Iowa, they ain't never seen nobody like you.
What's wrong with that? Oh, people are disgruntled? We won.
I said, we're going to stop all that jigaboo. What's wrong with, what's racist about that?
Yeah, all these articles. LSU coach threatens to sue Washington Post. Daily Damn, Mail already has an article.
Okay, wait. It's a great ad.
Okay. Yeah, for that article. I ain't gonna wait for that bitch to drop some article. I might pay for it. Shit, I pay for the article.
Yeah.
I pay for the paywall.
Somebody get behind that paywall. Give me some screenshots.
Yeah. Seriously.
I really want to read the article.
The group chat gonna be popping on Monday.
Yep.
Yeah. When's the article come out? Do we know that? Did she say?
It just says sometime next week. If I'm Washington Post. Get that shit ready. We going on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
On Sunday.
I got meetings on Monday, but y'all keep it coming.
Drop it when the game begins so she got to answer it in the press conference.
Yes, you're right. Because they was like, okay, bitch, you're going to sue us. Okay. We're going to make you have to answer the questions.
Just here to talk about X's and hoes. I don't want to talk about that article.
She wasn't wearing that shit. She ain't have that shit on.
Get ready, because we're dropping this shit. I go down and talk to my people. I'm like, can y'all get this shit out? I need to know if you can get it out, because we got to get the print edition out, and we got to get it up online. Can we do that? Can we do it by Sunday?
All she did was speed tomorrow? The process up.
Because she talked about it already, so we got to get it out. Can we do it?
It's so funny.
What's the latest we can do it?
It's so funny she had that shit on, though.
She always be having that
she's
shit
like
on.
A normal ass person, didn't
every,
she?
Every other time she be dressed up like Bishop Don Magic Wand. she came to this press conference in an Under Armour, serious as fuck.
Oh, she had no frills. She didn't have no flowers. Mm-hmm. It was just a t-shirt. She
nothing like flamboyant at all.
she came in sweating from a shoot around.
It's like when Aziz did that special with a Metallica shirt on, just sitting on a stool, yeah. Like, guys.
Yeah, where's your shiny shoot? Where's your shiny suit, Aziz?
This is a little more, but this is the beginning of what she said.
Has gone to try and put a hit piece together.
Hit piece?
This reporter has been working on a story about me for 2 years.
2 years.
After 2 years of trying to get me to sit with him for an interview, he contacts LSU on Tuesday as we were getting ready for the first round game of this tournament with more than a dozen questions, demanding a response by Thursday, right before we're scheduled to tip off.
No one demands anything.
Y'all can ignore the shit out of me.
I need you to answer these questions because we're going to do this.
Yeah, we have dropping years.
It's dropping Thursday.
We're going to do this. So I need to know, these are some things. Do you want to refute any of these? This is what he asked me. Do you want to refute any of this? Because there's going to be.
So that means she knew about this because it sounds like they've been asking her.
Yeah. Yep. Do you want to refute any of this? Because you're more than welcome to talk to me and refute any of this.
You can say no comment.
You sure can.
This was a ridiculous deadline that LSU and I could not possibly meet. And
bitch, you just said 2 years.
Right.
You just said two years.
Yeah, but they said Tuesday. We're going to do it on. We need it by Thursday. So now it's 2 days. Forget the last 2 years.
This motherfucker's been trying to get at her for 2 years. I know that.
Also, let's say it's what? Sunday? Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah.
It's Saturday. Someone hits me up. Hey, we got a article coming out about you, Rod, about you and three guys on and some of the stuff y'all got up to. You got till Thursday to address it. I mean, if I didn't do it, that's no problem. It's not that short of a turnaround to be like, nah, that's not what happened. If it didn't happen.
But it was 12 questions.
Right.
It's 12 whole questions.
12 whole questions. All in a row, Andy?
Also, I bet you could say, like, look, we're getting ready for game one of the tournament. Can I get back to you on Thursday night? You know, like, you can probably communicate and figure something out if the reporter really wants to.
There's no way she can't make, if she didn't do it.
Right.
There's no way you can't make time to be like, no, I didn't do that.
Because she has to get with the lawyers and figure out the correct answer to give from a legal standpoint.
Yep. Because she got to go in that motherfucking law meeting and be like, yeah, I choked the bitch, but I don't. What's the problem? That's what she's going to be saying.
Oh, no.
But you're ignoring the 40 years of bitches I didn't choke. There's a lot of them, too.
There's a lot of people that was on my poll that has no problem swinging on the poll. You're talking to the 5% that had a problem.
Prevent me from commenting in an attempt to distract us from this tournament. It ain't gonna work, buddy.
Oh, shit.
Unfortunately, this is part of a pattern that goes back years. I told this reporter 2 years ago that I didn't appreciate the hit job he wrote on Brian Kelly. And that's why I wasn't going to do an interview with him.
It wasn't a hit job. Brian Kelly's a fuckboy.
The reporter called two former college coaches of mine and left multiple messages that he was with me in Baton Rouge to get them to call him back. Trying to trick these coaches into believing that I was working with the Washington Post on a story.
I'm the only one that handles tricks.
When my former
this article is going to be something.
I wasn't talking with the reporter, they were just distraught. And they felt completely misled. Former players have told me that the Washington Post has contacted them.
Okay, that's that part.
So that's what we picked up last time.
We picked up from there, yeah. Come on.
So it's going to be messy.
Good.
Yeah, the reporter may have timed it to coincide with the NCAA tournament. That's something that happens. But
free Kill Mokey.
I'm going to make some t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
She innocent.
I've hired the best, specifically defamation law firm. Like, how do you even Google that? What's the best defamation law firm in the
country? She asked Donald Trump's people.
Is that even a thing?
She Googled the best.
And then I had the best burger, which is apparently is a guy named Cliff makes it. That was on Yelp.
Maybe there's like a Keith Lee for defamation lawyers who just gives reviews.
People was lying on my name. I walked to the office. They didn't know it was me. They greeted me right away anyway.
I said, let's talk about it, but not publicly.
Let's get into it.
Let's give no comments about it.
I just talked to Johnny Cochran. Let's get into it.
People tell me I got to hit up Johnny Cochran. I'm here. Let's get into it. I'm here. I'm here. He's dead.
I sent my family in. They said that they murdered somebody. They said it was fine. They were going to go ahead and take care of him.
Went to Johnny Cochran's grave. I talked to him. He didn't say anything back.
He started rhyming. We did a seance. He started rhyming, and I gave it a 5 out of 4.
That bitch, she did it. Whatever it is, she did it.
Yeah, she didn't convince me of her innocence.
You're moving like somebody who did it. Just right. Say like they're trying to have a preemptive news conference.
Yeah, that's right.
Did it.
The article ain't even out yet.
But it's also like
that makes you look guilty as fuck.
It's also that thing like when people started turning on Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
And for the rest of us, it wasn't like we were surprised at the report. We were confirmed.
Yes.
By us, he means black
people.
We had
thought of for years.
by us, he means all black people.
We were like, oh, yeah, of course he does. He did that.
Right. Of course.
I feel like that's what's going to come out. Whatever it is really more about the changing times than it's going to be about us not believing the accusation. It's going to be us being like, well, yeah, she got away with that shit because people weren't saying anything and now they are.
Right. So, I mean, I haven't heard, I don't know what her like reputation is. It's just she has like a Bobby Knight type reputation as a coach.
She's just fiery. Not a person. She's a MAGA head, blah blah blah. But that's always prefaced by Andy. I just sent you some Method Man talking realness. See if you can pull that for us.
But I mean, is it like she's
because he's a ladies' favorite around here. So
ladies,
give y'all something. But he's talking some realness. So I'd like you to hear. But yeah, she's kind of. I mean, she made them go to the White House to see Trump. He gave them McDonald's food, you know.
But it seems like this article is not that she likes Trump. It's like she abuses players type
thing. That's like the thing. The thing with Brittany Griner, where there's never any type of abuse thing with Brittany Griner, as far as we know, it's just the fact that she didn't like Brittany Griner because Brittany Griner's gay. That's period.
But that's my question. Like, as far as when she's saying things that no one's talking about the good things over 40 years. Is she someone
about
who is,
to come? Whatever it is,
hold on.
About to come.
Is she someone who has choked players or abused players? Has that ever been an allegation?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
We're about to find out this week.
Because all we know, like all I know about her is she's MAGA and stuff. But as far as like digging up dirt on a coach, it's not just who she voted for. It's how she treats
players. Well, Andy, this guy made up all this stuff after 2 years.
That's my point. Like, I'm wondering, like, what is it stuff that we haven't heard about her before, right? Because otherwise, why would they write the article?
So too.
Took him 2 years to make up all this stuff.
Like, they're not going to write an article and say she's MAGA. We already know that. So, but she's never had that reputation.
I want you, Andy, and that I'm expecting it to be some like abusive shit.
Yeah.
Because like exposing her as a conservative wouldn't be exposing her at all at this point. Like 99% of people be like, we thought she was a conservative. So,
right.
Y'all wasted a lot of ink telling us what we know. So it better be she did something to somebody, which I'm assuming it is if they talk to ex-players.
Yeah.
What else did an ex-player inform you about? Right. Yes, she is conservative. No, she put her hands on me or she said some wild shit to me.
Right. She likes to put her hands on me. She talked shit about my mama.
Right.
And it's going to be a lot of people saying the same story. That's another thing. Going to be a lot of people saying the same thing. She did this. She did the same shit to me. Don't be that kind of shit.
I was there when it happened. Yeah.
Yep.
This is Method Man talking about depression.
Oh, yeah. He's talked about this a few times.
Part. I find solace in just being myself and not trying to live up to anybody's expectations, you know. But it does bother me at times. I have episodes. It's like it's like I've been dealing with it for so long. I know what it feels like when it's coming. Mm. So there's really no solution you can have. You just have to kind of like deal with it and ride this shit out. Mm-hmm. I say look for love, not from other people, but within yourself. And that kind of helps. But it's all about taking care of your temple. And if you're taking care of your temple, not only are you doing something, you know, for yourself, but you're also taking the time out to consider your health, taking the time out to consider being there for your people as long as you can possibly be, that kind of thing, you know. Right. So that's what it was for me. And as far as the mental part of it, to cope, you do the physical. To cope with the mental part, you do the physical. It doesn't always work, but hey, I like if someone's out there right now listening and you're going through depression and all that shit, all I could tell you is I hope your today is better than your yesterday and your tomorrow even better.
Uh-oh, ladies. Is anybody's panties wet right now? Let's be
You don't have to answer.
You don't have to
answer. His shirt was off.
Just give me a waving emoji in the thing in the chat room.
Too many clothes.
Give me a thumbs up in the chat room. You can just don't hate Niche. Don't hate. Because not only is he coming with the body, he's coming with the mind too, ladies. He's
yeah, you know.
Look at see. Take off your clothes. Thank you, Dom. Take off your clothes.
you gotta go to the gym to meet these guys. These emotionally mature, but also very fit guys. Also, there's a lot of emotionally immature guys at the gym.
Yeah, a lot. They're usually young dudes gacked up on pre-workout.
Right.
It's crowding around a bench yelling at each other. You're like, oh, these motherfuckers.
I'm not yelling at each other.
Rod, you seen them in the gym yet, Rod? Have you seen it? You been in there on a Monday evening? You've been in there Monday around 5 o'clock? You've been in there yet? Don't go.
I don't normally go that time.
Yeah. Roger going to off-peak times.
Yeah, I normally go during the day, late morning, early afternoon.
Right. It'd be young dudes out of high school. Yacked up on pre-exercise, and they're just a running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
A lot of grunting sounds,
hollering at each other, and
it's unnecessarily grunting too, right? Like what? What
I'm
is
all
we doing?
For making noise when the weight is heavy. I'm not against it, but come on, fam.
Lakita said she loves a fine man that has his shirt off and doesn't talk. I mean, you know, we have minds too. Okay.
We want y'all to just shut up and look pretty.
He's showing you that he has a mind.
That's just a piece of meat.
This right here. Come on, ladies. Don't be shallow.
Say eyes up here.
don't be shallow like us.
Don't talk. Well, what if you can sing SWV songs? Can you sing? Yeah. Are you allowed to sing? Just stand there.
I can deal with singing.
Stand there with your shirt off.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Just look fine.
You got to let us be well-rounded, ladies. Let us be well-rounded. I'm saying us.
Us fine men.
Us fine
men. Us fine men. Yeah, because there are a lot of dummies. There are a lot of men that are fine as dumb as bricks.
Yeah, that's one of the side effects of being good-looking is your brain doesn't always get the work. Yeah. I'm not saying from personal experience. I'm saying men say that about women all the time. Hot women are dumb.
That apparently is a scuttlebutt about Henry Cavill. Like, he's not a...
He's a little dense.
He's a little dense. But he's so pretty.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. So what?
I've heard women talking about that. He's so pretty, but boy, he's dumb. You know, I've heard that. And I don't know. I don't know. What else were we going to hit, Andy?
Well, we were going to talk about, we do have some emails, but we were going to also talk about Sean King and also Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do some emails and then get some Kyle Rittenhouse. Oh shit. Now my fucking phone is flooding me with stuff. Method Man talking about, talking to Jemele Hill. I guess that's not an interview that's about to drop.
Is he making the rounds?
He was worried that his fan base would view his hit single, All I Need, as pandering. The ladies love that one.
We got a comment from Ron B.
Pander to me, baby. What's wrong with that?
Ron B. said, last week's Monday episode, love this show. Thanks, you all. You're welcome.
You are welcome.
The Undeniable Vixen commented, I picked up and finished Erasure audiobook. It was a great book that made me pull more books from him. I look forward to hearing everyone's take. My humble opinion is to talk about 3 to 4 chapters and at the end, do an evolution of the characters that you found enlightening.
I'm halfway through it. I'm now to the point. Rod, how deep into your erasure are you?
I haven't started reading it yet.
Okay, I'm at the point now where there's a point in it where...
Rod, the book report's due Monday.
Yeah, so get on it.
I've been reading Amazing Spider-Man. So
get the cliff notes. It's the part where it's the book that he wrote, which is far more interesting. It's even more interesting than the book that he wrote in the movie. There's like chapters from the book are in the book that he wrote are in the book. Does that make sense? He's showing you
the book within the book,
showing you what he wrote. And it's a good book. It's a good book. As I'm reading, I'm like, this is a pretty good shit right here. And it was supposed to be this kind of pandering black shit, but it's not. I don't know. You'll see it when you understand, because I do want to talk to you about it. And you, Dr. April, you want to talk about it, because it's supposed to be pandering to blackness, but it's not. It's good. I'm like, this is interesting. Even when you're trying to pander, you're still writing good stuff. You know, so that's another interesting aspect of it. Kind of what I picked up on in the movie. It was like, I would read that book just based on that one scene they acted out. I was like, I would read that book, you know, as opposed to the other book that the girl wrote. I wouldn't read that one.
Brooklyn Shuby left a comment. Best part of I Get Around is Shock G. It's not on my gym list, but Run by Ghostface and Jadakiss gets me hyped.
Shock G is great on pretty much anything I've ever heard him on. I have to think about that. Is he better than Tupac? I don't know.
Yeah, it's Tupac for me all day.
He's not worse. Let me say it like that.
They all kind of came right though.
Yeah.
Rob left a comment.
Even the one with the really high pitched voice,
Money B.
Money B. Yeah. Rob left a comment. I had that License to Ill tape, but did you have the Skinny Boys? Also used to get that compilation cassettes with King's Son, King T, and various rappers with names that were variations on King, Ice, Kid, etc. A lot of variations. Yeah, a lot of Ices.
Mm-hmm.
I never had the Skinny Boys tape.
That's what I was talking about. I had it. Yeah. We had it.
Never had it.
John Jay High School, baby.
Carlito says one song that instantly puts me somewhere else is 93 Till Infinity by Souls of Mischief. I don't care if it's 20 degrees outside. If I hear it while I'm driving, it feels like summer.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia said, listen, I just discovered Reacher from a random tweet a few months ago, immediately started watching the show that day and told all my sister friends. Of course, I Googled him first to make sure he was an ally. Now you guys are telling me that my Vanilla Kang can sing. Man, you guys are the best. So, Vanilla Kang. Let's see. We got a comment from Brandon. Hey, 3GO fam. Shows have been great and the Woke Files have been amazing. Thank you for the content and keep writing, Brother Randolph. Check out this ventriloquist Terry Fader doing We Are the World and Human Nature. I think I've heard of Terry Fader.
I feel like I've seen Terry Fader. Yeah, I feel like I've seen him.
Is he American or is he from...
No, I feel like he's Australian or something along those
lines. Yeah, that sounds about right. He does. Rick Younger used to do We Are the World on stage.
Yeah.
Rick Younger used to do the whole song. He would imitate everyone in the song. That was his closer for years. It was like his big closer. All right, Terry's Fader, Human Nature by Michael Jackson. I'll pull this up for a second. We're not going to watch all. Actually, you know what? If it's the real song, we probably can't play it. So let me check it first. Yeah, it's the real song.
YouTube will flag it.
Yeah, we'll get maybe kicked off. Same with We Are the World. We'll watch it in our private lives. Jonathan left a comment in MS, that's Mississippi, I guess, we get a car registration every year. They cut out the need for inspection stickers 20 years ago. I gotta get my car inspected. And then Raphael left a comment, activate Stephen A. Smith voice. Now, I love my brothers, Andy, Brother Mark, and of course, Randolph, some of the best in the game, undeniably. However, I will not stand here and listen to y'all's blasphemy on my Spice Girls. I almost ripped my clothes and began an insurrection, but it was too cold on these streets.
Just the fact that you call them your Spice Girls. Come on.
Y'all sounded like the folks complaining about Beyonce singing country right now. I will go to war and have my commando paint on standby. Leave Spice Girls alone. Luckily, a combination of the X-Men 97 and an elephant video restored my spirits. I'll go listen to some Spice Girls. Raphael, name three songs. All right. I don't know if I believe you on this Spice Girls.
Tell us what you want, what you really, really want. Okay. Yeah,
that one, tell us what you want.
And he did send us an elephant video because that's because wildlife.
Because he's Raphael. Why wouldn't he?
Wildlife going crazy is one of the genres that we get from Raphael. An elephant picks up and throws a truck full of tourists.
Jesus.
Y'all better leave these elephants alone.
Jesus.
Was it playing with them? Or did he not know he was playing?
Did he meet one of these tourists before? And that elephant was like, oh, I remember you, bitch.
Oh, they do that. They'll come back and fuck you up.
They remember things. Too late, bitch.
Wait, which are this? Is the truck stuck?
Must. Or it's going to help.
Oh, they're going toward it.
He was just trying to help. That's all.
They're backing toward it. It's trying to push him out of a ditch. Is that what's going on?
Why are you going towards it?
Hey! Are you hollering at it?
That's how you get him to move. Hey, get out of here, buddy.
Hey, go on, get.
Look, he's putting his ears back. Come on, y'all. Now he's spreading the ear. Uh-oh.
I like that Randolph thinks both things are threats.
They start off. It's like, he's here once.
Right, put the ears back. Y'all done fucked up.
It's all a threat to me.
He got one ear down. Y'all better get the fuck out of there.
You better get out of there. You gotta get on there, big fella. Oh man.
Imagine being in the driver's seat staring this shit down out of your windshield. Look at that.
Look at how his ears are. He's purposely flaring his ears. So yeah, he's pissed.
Y'all should have paved the road. You can't do a 3-point turn in the dirt.
Nope.
I'm trying to so much wrong here.
Now everybody in the back scared.
The black people were down.
They're praying. You hear them saying, "Jesus."
The black people were already laying on the floor. They felt it.
Don't be messing with the elephants, dog.
You can hear the praying.
Back up. Just back over there.
She couldn't even think of nothing. She just said Jesus' name over and over.
Are you gonna try to pass it like a car? What is?
She don't even know what to ask Jesus for. She's just like, look, Jesus, pick up.
This motherfucker Jesus. Is
pick up the line.
Jesus, I know you hear me calling.
She's like, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, one of y'all. Yeah,
whoever. Somebody look, pick
he
up.
He's trying to get his Popeye on. He's eating stuff, trying to get his spinach strength together.
Oh, he side-eyed.
He's not going down that road. He's taking up the whole road.
Yeah, why did just turn around and go
around? Oh, yeah, we're going a long way today then, baby.
Yeah.
Whatever the alternate route is, that's the route we're going.
He doesn't want you going down that road. He's claiming that road, so.
I wonder if they're backed into a corner.
That road is his.
Maybe they don't have a road behind them.
Then I guess we just have to sit here.
Oh, the elephant's coming toward him then. All right. Yeah, there's nothing there. They can't go further back. It's a fence.
I just drive. I take my chance with the lions.
There was a side road he could have went down.
Yeah.
But now it's too late.
Right. He face to face with them tusks talking like that.
Woo. Why are you yelling at the elephant? Oh, shit.
Everybody should just get the fuck out the car.
Right. What did he think was going to happen? You think you're going to make the elephant move?
That's the point. He slaps the side of the truck, and the elephant's like, I'll just pick your truck up then.
All right. Elephant don't even know people in there.
No.
Nor does he care.
Oh, shit. Oh, goddamn.
You know what? This elephant has had a problem with this driver before. He was like, you did yelled at me last time.
I know that's not who I think it is.
Right. You know that's what the elephant said.
Built for tough. It's a great ad for this Jeep.
Yeah.
Right?
Enough. He's saying no.
Enough. He's trying to put his hands up like he's dealing with somebody on the street. No, 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 my friend. Listen.
He's trying
imagine
to tap
the
out.
Elephant could understand him.
It's too late for that.
Nah, it ain't enough.
The elephant knows UFC rules. Like, let me just tap out real quick, elephant. Right.
Oh, he said enough? Okay, shit, my bad.
You should have said so earlier. I didn't know.
No. Y'all won't be going nowhere that elephant decides this vehicle is mine today.
Yeah. Oh, now you, all right, now that's gone. Now you gotta go.
Move through that road now.
How fast go, can
fast.
You
go?
Go. You gotta be slamming down on the motherfucking gas, bro.
Oh, I think there's some damage to his truck, though. From being tossed up in the air.
Tell him probably to put his tux through the radiator.
Man, if y'all don't call the AAA.
AAA.
Get on the roof.
Where I don't even know where the elephant went. It's just gone now.
Around that tree right there.
Just waiting.
Yeah.
Hiding behind the tree. Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, y'all got to go now.
Yeah, because if we decide to turn around, you think
I'm yelling at him. You don't want to get his attention.
You definitely don't want to get his attention because they fuck around and come back.
Don't worry. That woman praying, they're going to be good.
Jesus. Jesus. Come in, please.
Jesus, hello. Jesus, it's me. Can't talk too loud as an elephant.
Yes. You know how that go.
Hey, can y'all do something about this nigga?
Is she still eating chips? Wait a second. Hold on.
That's why I was attacking.
she eating.
Somebody got boa peanuts. Jesus.
She's still,
let them know.
I mean, would you still be snacking when all this is going on?
Come on, Jesus. I need these healthy fats.
I eat when I get anxious. I'm sorry. Is the truck ever going to move?
Why
it's just stuck
not
there.
Going?
I think the truck broke down. So the video is just going to end right here.
The elephant jacked that truck up.
Just like that episode of American Dad where they were hiding in... it's either American Dad or Family Guy, but they were hiding in Anne Frank's attic, and then the one kid couldn't stop eating chips. Like this, that's her in the back of that van eating right. them fucking snacks. Like, hey man, some important shit happened. She's like, okay, one more Dorito.
Crinkling that bag, getting their old hand down in there.
I can't stop myself. okay. Yeah, so Kendrick dissed J. Cole and Drake Randolph. You're caught up. It's not that deep.
Is that all it is?
It's like a minor diss.
Some motherfuckers act like they got into a fist fight.
Nah, it's just Drake fans can't handle any level of conflict cause going at Drake. They can, you know, so you got that element online trying to cop please. And I would say that the diss was light work. It was not that harsh of a diss, but it feels like when Pusha T set up Drake for the story of Adonon by saying a couple lines with Kanye West on the song and then fucking dropping that hammer the second Drake said something back. So I don't think Drake or J. Cole should respond if they want to, you know, not lose.
One last comment we got on YouTube. Aaron said Joyce Vance is the one who thought that Fonnie Willis should step down. We were talking about.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was whack. Yeah. I finally got to go listen to it. And I texted Randolph when out that afternoon, like, yeah, she's wrong. It was whack. I still think it's interesting that they always end with the person being right, being the one to end. But I don't know. Felt kind of genuine to me. Like she does believe that. And shout out to Kim for being a black woman. Like, fuck no.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Why?
Yeah.
You can't prove nothing. Why am I giving up my seat?
Yeah, and it's interesting hearing her, Joyce, advocate on certain issues, but then on that one, kind of capitulating to what Republicans would want.
Right.
As if they're asking a good faith level of like, well, we just want a different prosecutor and then we'll be okay.
No, all you're going to do is continually waste people's time.
Yep. Dig up dirt on her too, whoever that is.
Don't negotiate with terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys want to talk about Sean King or Kyle Rittenhouse?
I feel like Kyle Rittenhouse is better because Sean King is just, I mean, Fraud King, it just is what it is, man.
Yeah.
It's Fraud King.
I saw someone had a name. I can't remember what it was, but the first name was Casper something. Casper, I forget what it was, but it was the one that I hadn't heard yet. So people are still coming up with Sean King nicknames. Kyle Rittenhouse is going on this college speaking tour thing
I was like, why is Kyle Rittenhouse on a speaking tour? What
just shooting from the hip?
About? Oh no.
It's with Turning Point USA.
It's too soon, Rod. Too soon.
It's called the shooting the shit tour. And he's just going around just talking about gun safety.
I'm just shooting shit. That's all. It's part of Turning Point USA.
Literally, because them brown people and them people that capitulate with them are shit.
Yeah. I mean, so, like,
shooting the shit.
He shot white people, which is the only reason I think, you know, it's not, he's not dead. The level of just out there he is. Even George Zimmerman done went back in the house. This motherfucker be out there trying to live. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Catch your ass slipping.
Yeah, you run up on the wrong white person. You done fucked their family member up.
They really make this motherfucker a hero, dog.
So the people in the audience were asking him about Charlie Kirk, because Charlie Kirk is the head guy of Turning Point USA, who sponsors this speaking engagement.
As the CEO of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk has said a lot of racist things.
Like, what racist things has Charlie Kirk said?
So yeah, he's like, what's Charlie Kirk so racist about?
We're gonna have a bit of a dialogue.
We're gonna have a conversation. Not,
boy. What racist stuff has he said to you, boy?
What racist things has Charlie Kirk said? Okay, I'll answer the question of racist things he said. He said we shouldn't celebrate Juneteenth, we shouldn't celebrate Martin Luther King Day, we should be working those days. He's called Ketanji Brown Jackson an affirmative action hire. He talked nonsense about George Floyd, and he said he'd be scared if a black pilot was on a plane. Does that not seem racist?
I don't know anything about that.
Of course. Now you do. You do know now what you have to say.
Yeah.
Shout out to the fact that the black students clearly marked this off on the calendar to show up.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Because they clearly aren't there to support, and they were just like, answer that.
They'll be showing up at our shit.
Kyle Rittenhouse would later say that there were thousands of his people trying to get in, but all of these students took up all the tickets and prevented others from getting in. Like it's like a Trump style line. There's thousands of people outside lined up.
Hey, you know what? Could be right. I don't know about thousands, but you could be right. But if they did that, good. They're students. They should get first dibs. And if they want to use it to disrupt your bullshit and not give you an audience to kick it with, good.
Okay, well, after all the things I just told you, would you consider that hate speech?
I'm not going to comment on that.
You want a dialogue. How are you going to have a dialogue? You won't comment on, you bitch.
Right.
And then this video has the rest of the exchange, which is only a few more seconds.
Fletcher! Deflection! Deflection! Deflection!
Now here comes the Sandman, I guess, of the school to get this off stage.
That sounds like a white dude right there.
That definitely sounds like a white dude.
That's white protest right there.
Yep. Deflection.
Black people, get your whoa dumb ass off the stage. He was deflection. He's using deflection, everyone. That is a tactic. Rhetorical.
And then he walks off stage with his emotional support golden retriever that's been sitting there the whole time.
Strawman, deflection.
I feel sorry for that dog because look how he does it.
Yeah, he yanks it.
Yeah. Yeah. We gotta go. We gotta go.
Yeah. And then so later now, he comes back.
If you're Kyle Rittenhouse, you've seen your future. This is what's gonna happen to you every time you show up.
Well, you show up anywhere you show up with black students.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where
you go. And then he tried to come back and say that the reason he left was because he was on a time constraint. And the time was up, so he
in
had
the middle
to get
of
off
him stage. Being challenged.
Right.
The time,
right. the time was up. All right.
Yeah, I believe we call that a deflection.
Deflection. Deflection.
Deflection.
He's gonna hear that. He's gonna hear that in his nightmares.
He's gonna hear just that. Wake up.
He's gonna have a recurring nightmare every night. Deflection. Wake up in cold sweats.
Deflection! Deflection!
And he's white.
Yeah, that's my guy.
That's definitely
hilarious.
That's not how we celebrate.
Yeah, that's a white guy.
That dude had his shirt off and words painted on his chest.
Yeah,
he did.
Shout out to allies, because that wasn't us.
Yeah. He's gonna start chanting defense in a minute.
Right.
Let's go.
Deflection. Deflection.
He's one of those people that does the call and response chants.
Yes.
You know those people that are like, what do we want?
When do we want it?
Oh. Yeah.
That was primal.
The campaign is over. Can everyone please exit through the...
Yeah! They got him out of there. I love these kids. Good.
Oh, this is... It sounds like someone just made a buzzer beater.
I would have never thought of this. This is the real March Madness. I would have never thought of coming here and taking up a seat to be a dick. But this is obviously what you should do.
Right. Like, to stop them from doing every time. Tours.
Every time you should do this. Get all the tickets, sell them out, quote unquote, to students, show up, and then be like, arms folded. Wait, we waiting for the Q&A.
Right.
Yeah, we don't care what you got to say. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like, damn, this is a, wow, tough crowd. All right, so let's go to the Q&A, wrap this up. I guess we already know how this is going. Get my dog.
It's like, yeah.
Come on,
like,
Spot. Come on, Spot.
Come on, Deflection. That's his name.
Come on, AK. Yeah.
Covered houses.
Get out of here, guys.
He's like 5 minutes into the speech. He's like, what else? So what do you guys want to talk about? What else?
Trying to work the room.
The second they introduce Kyle Rittenhouse and it's just all booze, he's like, fuck.
Right.
Oh, let me guess. There's another sold out event where nobody likes me. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think there's not thousands of MAGA fans outside, guys.
Yeah, and that's their whole move is let's book ourselves into a liberal school and then get mad when the liberals yell at us. And these guys are like, yeah, be mad then. This is our turf. You're going to come here. We're going to yell at
you. I love these kids, man. I love them.
Yeah, then they're going to film you and tape you.
That's just good.
Put it on TikTok.
These kids fighting, dog. They not giving up.
Ah! Fuck yeah!
Okay, everybody, it's over.
Barbara had to cut and had to tell everybody, all right, guys, it's time for you to leave. Yeah!
Shout out to the actual Kyle Rittenhouse fans in like the second row that didn't get to ask any questions.
Right there, this is fucked up, man.
Man, fuck. I wanted to ask what kind of gun he preferred when he's shooting innocent people.
I was gonna see if he could sign my gun, but everybody ruined it. All these liberals.
So Kyle, let me ask you this: long time fan, first of all, first time, long time. What is your least favorite type of brown person? You know, and can you rank your bottom five in order?
We know Charlie Kirk's bottom five, but do you agree with him or?
I'll hang up and listen. I'll lynch and listen.
Oh no!
So he, I don't know. He's like their age. He's college age.
Yeah, he can't get into a college. That's the thing. He tried to get into a college.
Yeah, and everybody was like, no,
let you on our campus.
Yeah,
he's let you on our campus,
but they'll let you speak at it.
Yeah. Well, that's that thing about inviting. Well, it's free speech, and he has the right, and we can invite him, and blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, well,
just want to have a dialogue, a conversation.
We can go shout deflection. You know,
yeah. Just want to have a dialogue. That's all. Okay. Well, answer this question. Whoa, I'm not gonna answer that.
I don't know anything about that.
Can you look at the time?
Right. What else?
What else? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Well, you know now. You know now.
Right. Yeah. If what you said is true,
and you know he's abusing that dog.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough for that dog.
I mean, what exactly did he say that was racist? Oh, that.
Oh, he had a whole checklist. He was like, "I hope you don't think I'm up here."
I didn't expect you to have an answer.
Do you think I wouldn't have an answer for whatever you come back with?
He said he wouldn't get on a plane of a black pilot. You know what? No comment. No comment.
I don't know. What are planes? I don't even know what planes are. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's my time. That is my... They're giving me the light, guys.
Oh, let them
look. I've been Kyle, and this has been great.
Look where the time has gone. This is another video of the same protest.
What lie? Tell me the lies of Black Lives Matter. Tell me the lie you've been talking about. Go ahead and speak. Man, I was sitting down, and I was listening to you. But 10 times, my son...
Kyle fans tried to get in.
Yeah.
Be quiet. I came to hear the racist talk. God damn. He can't be racist. You keep shouting over him.
I know he good. I know he good. But don't sit here and talk to me like that. Don't sit here and talk to me like that. All right. You're going to walk
out. A lot of empty seats. This thing wasn't sold out at all.
No, it was not.
Imagine buying tickets to the Kyle Rittenhouse.
Was it full of
where
are the thousands that were waiting to get in? I don't even think that arena can imagine, seat a thousand.
Imagine buying
500.
Imagine buying two tickets in earnest to the Kyle Rittenhouse talk.
Right.
Hey, man.
Yeah, you off campus. You like, you won't go with me? You know, I want to get one half off.
Hey, girl. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
No, you say you always want to see Kyle Rittenhouse talk up close and personal. And I was managed to secure those. So we're going to hit some good racism tonight.
We're going to get some dinner, and then we're going to go to see Kyle.
You don't know how hard I had to work to get this ticket. They are so in demand.
Ever since we met at January 6th, I said, this is a woman I want to be with, and I'm going to make sure to take care of you.
Ever since you stole my heart as you was throwing the brick through the glass.
Got two tickets. Got two tickets to Kyle tonight, girl.
Afterwards, we going to hit up Cracker Barrel.
Yep.
Not that barrel.
Cracker Barrel VIP, nothing but the best for my white queen.
Cracker Barrel.
You give me reason to commit treason. That's what I always say.
That's what I say.
Look, we don't fuck with Candace Owens no more, so it's Kyle from here on out.
How long before Kyle's on the Breakfast Club?
Oh, shit.
So I say December? No, November surprise. Right before Biden.
Yeah, I would say before, right around election time. Yeah. Well, it depends on if Kyle ramps up his rhetoric. Like,
let me ask you this, Kyle. You eat ass?
Then the kind of questions they're going to get asked.
We don't even know what Kyle's rhetoric is. He ain't going to have a chance to say it.
Yeah, he doesn't really have any point of view on anything. He's just some...
it sounds like he said something that white, that black woman went off.
Just a murderer. That's
who know. I don't know what he said. It felt like he got a sentence into what he was about to say. She started calling him a white lie.
Sound like she was saying that what lies did Black Lives Matter tell? So he must have been saying that the Black Lives Matter movement told lies about George Floyd. In fact, I think some of the in her video, the video where she's yelling, there's a guy who walks up to her with a t-shirt that has like stuff on the back about George Floyd. I think he was protesting too. So that must have been a topic of conversation.
That was probably his opening line, and that's as far as he got.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Black lives matter, more like black lies
black
matter.
Lies matter.
White lie. Oh, God. Oh, it's not going how I thought.
Yeah, he said on Twitter, great event. I think it's funny that a lot of media is saying we got booed off stage. In reality, we did a hard cutoff time, and it just happened to leave at that. Sure, you did.
Yeah. I had a 2 minute and 47 second out. Everyone knew that I had a hard out, 2 minutes 47. And that's just what happened.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure it was a program that was like, you're going to be here from this time to this time.
I'm only supposed to give a 5 minute speech.
I went and called Kim Mulkey.
Yeah. My good friend, Kim.
Oh, geez. Wanted to get her advice on how I handle these liars.
Pimpin' Kim, as I call her. I called her.
Fucking guy. And he's getting over, man.
Yep.
Someone's propping him up. I mean, Turning Point USA is probably...
Turning Point USA, because they prop up anybody who deals in anti-blackness.
Right. Him and Candace Owens going to have a show together soon. That's going to be the next move.
Hey, what's going on?
Kyle and Candace, the Kyle and Candace hour.
Rod watched it.
Hi, Rod.
Do you have a question for him?
Watch what?
Avatar.
Oh, yeah. Loved it.
You have a question for him about it?
An opinion question.
Ask him. Here, talk here.
Do you have a feeling Azula's going to lose her mind in the end?
Yeah, I think it's a bad... I think she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And the way they ended it, she looked kind of... She loved violence. She liked that oppression.
Now you talk. Because you don't want to talk over each other on the podcast. Now you talk.
Yeah, she's... In my opinion, she's one of those villains that's going to keep losing her sanity until she just snaps.
Yeah, she wants to be her father's favorite too bad. Mm-hmm. And her father's too messed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll say this, that this first season pretty much followed the cartoon. kind of, you know, to the T. So if it's if you've ever watched the cartoon, you know what's coming. And I won't spoil it for you if you haven't watched the cartoon, but you know what's coming.
Yeah. What else did we start watching?
Oh yeah, we started watching that X-Men thing.
Watches that too. You
want X-Men 97? Mm-hmm.
97? Yeah.
Let's go, Ava. That's great.
Any questions about that?
Okay.
The only question I have is why are the X-Men gonna follow that creep?
Right. Why they gonna follow Magneto?
Because that's what Professor X wanted.
Yeah,
never reason.
And they love Professor X.
And he is very powerful.
You got anything else? Yeah.
He's an Omega level.
Almost. All right.
Hey, do y'all do Bad Batch?
Yeah.
Yes.
Love Bad Batch too.
She's watching the Bad Batch. Ava is.
Yeah, and Magneto said, "Don't let me let you down." While he holding them above the earth bar layer,
the way that the light, man,
I'm like, "Ooh, don't please."
Writing for Magneto has to be a dream job because just nothing but bars.
Yeah. It's a good.
The first episode is titled "To Me, My X-Men," and it has Scott say it halfway through, but it ends with Magneto saying. And now everything Charles owned belongs to me. My X-Men. I said,
Yeah. Like, oh, shit.
The fucking craft. Y'all care.
Yes, you care about it. And you're talking about Bad Batch. Bad Batch has been great. This is the last season of it. Can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, she's watching it. I never got into Bad Batch. I'd have to go back and start watching from the beginning. So
Bad Batch is great.
It's good.
Yeah, Bad Batch is good.
I have to go all the way back on it, but I know we're looking for that Fennec Shan Lego head for her, but can't find it. They ain't made it yet.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Yeah, Fennec Shan. I will say this. I've seen a lot of discourse going around. Andy's lost right now. A discourse going around about Paul Moadib.
Mm-hmm.
The dude
as a showrunner?
Yeah, it's not so much a different thought on Moadib. It's just that in the book, first of all, he's not, everything you're saying about the Masonic, the problems with the Masonic figure.
Oh, you're talking about Dune now.
Yeah, everything they're saying.
Okay.
Everything they're saying, Paul Moadib Atreides. Mm-hmm. Everything they're saying about the Masonic leader, Paul was saying that himself in the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's Paul was saying all that same thing. It's like it's very bad that this is. I don't want to follow this path. But Paul was a victim of the path. He's a victim too in all of this. He has to follow this path. If he doesn't follow this path, then true darkness will come. He doesn't particularly have a choice in the matter, you know. So I've seen a lot of discourse around how Chani's the real hero. Paul is. I don't think Paul is good or bad. He's just a person who's a prisoner of this thing that was laid out for him decades in the making. And then the wild card was his mother having a son with Duke Atreides, with Leto Atreides. That's the wild card. Which splinters off a different path, but he can see all the possible futures, and the only good future is him is to walk this particular future. It's not about whether you want to or don't. It's just about this is what it is. I haven't read the book, so I have to go this way. I don't have any choice.
I haven't read the book, so I can only go off the movie.
And I think that's a big thing, as I see a lot of people saying that. Not even so much people saying that as people talking about it. And I always want to ask, well, did you read the book?
Yeah, I mean that's the function of the movie, man. You know, the movie
you're saying is in the book. Everything you're saying.
The movie has to give us those things without us reading the book, or else it don't function as a movie.
Right.
Everything you're saying about him is in the book. And he knows that this is the path. He doesn't want to particularly take this path, but if he doesn't, it's called the Golden Path in the book. I don't know if they mentioned it by name in the movie, but it's the Golden Path. and it's his son that fulfills the golden path. That's when the books start to get really weird.
Now I guess I don't got to see the third one.
Yeah. to the fourth one. To the fourth one, actually.
Raphael's shaking his head.
I think
that'll
make it three movies, though.
This movie here, this movie is the first, these two movies are the first book.
Yeah.
The second book is Chani's pregnancy, all through Chani's pregnancy.
Yeah.
Chani pregnant.
That's the second.
The fuck? I gotta get everywhere. Over here.
They do what they do, baby.
You're not boiling Randolph. No, for Randolph.
It's the book.
Didn't
read the book. You can easily find this out.
No, he told you he didn't read the book, dog. Come on now.
Remember when Paul said,
Roderick is no longer listening.
I've seen her come.
You know
I've
this.
Seen her come back.
I think Rod took his headphones off.
Yes, I'll let you know when you finish, baby. I'm not watching it, so I don't care.
Paul says in the movie, Chani left. I've seen her come back. As Ariel says, spoiler alert for a 70-year-old book. Well, Paul says that, I've seen her come back.
Yep, it is going to be spoiler alert, because guess what? A lot of niggas didn't read that dense-ass book.
I've seen it.
That book is big and thick from what I've been told, so the average person ain't going to read it.
I mean, that's what is that, a 500-page book?
First book.
He said the first book, so it's four of them.
Yeah, there's more than four.
Oh, there's more than four.
Yeah,
right. Four. Ain't nobody reading no 1,100 pages unless you a nerd.
Let's say the story without the appendix. You can come back, Rod. It's okay.
I don't trust you. Don't come back, baby, until we get on to a completely different topic.
The story without the appendix, 791 words.
That's ridiculous.
That's the first book.
Yeah, baby. Don't expect people to read that. No, I'm not reading that.
Second book, Children of Dune. 600 pages. Yeah, 600, about 605 pages. Third book.
Still Dune-ing?
Dune Messiah. Yeah.
Dune again.
Dune 2, Electric Boogaloo. 335 pages, relatively short book. And then after that, there's three more. God Emperor of Dune, Heretics of Dune, Chapter House Dune. All written by Frank Herbert.
How long ago was the last one written?
To do.
I don't even know. Frank Herbert passed away. These books are the inspiration for a lot of stuff like Star Wars stuff.
Right.
That's how old they are.
Yeah, it looks like the last.
You can come back, Rod. It's okay. Dune, they
changed the topic.
Dune in Africa.
I said they changed the topic. Dune goes to Africa.
Oh, Rod looked pissed.
Rod, I'm not pissed. I'm not pissed. I just didn't want the spoilers. I just wanted to avoid the spoilers.
Ariel's like his son wrote a lot of the
So yeah, in book four. No, I'm playing. I'm playing.
Somebody said the audio book is 21 hours long.
21 hours.
Wouldn't doubt it.
I mean,
that whole Dune series is shit.
Some of those audiobooks, like the person just talks slow, so it's longer. But I feel like if it's a 700 page book, then you can't have a 10-hour 700 page book. Gonna have to be long. Some of them they do talk a little slow on the audiobooks. It's like, I'm not a child. Fucking speed it
they
up.
Do go slow.
Dude, Paul Chalamet did this amazing little acting trick where if you watch the first movie, did you see that, Rod? The first movie?
Mm-hmm. I saw the first one.
Okay. So you remember how Leto walked his dad. Think about how he would walk. Very upright, shoulders squared. He walked like a leader. Like he walked like a leader. So Paul leading up to that doesn't walk like that. Kind of, he just walks like Paul Atreides. But after he takes the water of life and he wakes back up, go back and watch the way he's walking. He literally walks exactly like Oscar Isaac. I was like, that's a very subtle thing that he did. But it shows the complete difference in how he is now. I was like, that's because
he's the Lee Sanagate.
That's some real good acting right there. when he's walking, he's walking to exactly where I said, I don't know if he must have studied it, because I said he's walking just like Oscar Isaac. I said, oh shit, it's about to go down.
Well, you know, when you're the least in our game, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's about to go down. He's a completely different person now.
Side note, Caitlin Clark got punched in the face.
Holy shit.
What happened?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, wait, I'm sitting here.
It's a flagrant foul. It's a foul, but she meant it. Watch this. Bang.
Oh, well, thank God it was a white girl. All I got to say.
That was intentional. Yeah,
did they kick her at the game?
What the fuck was that about?
Yeah,
I don't know, but that's a flagrant too, and she ought to be flat put at the game.
She's still a holy right cross.
Holy cross.
Holy left.
Yeah, holy left cross.
It was a forearm. Hey! She put her hands up afterwards. Like, I didn't mean that. That's a classic move.
It don't matter, baby. You popped to her in the face.
Bang!
That's a girl that probably
keep your
never,
hands up, bitch.
That's a girl that probably never plays. Coach was
she was like, dang, give me five fouls for nothing.
And you pop her in the face.
Chad, that girl made her iron. She probably brushed that shit off and took her ass back up there. And was like, oh, you still gonna get your ass busted.
Whoever this person that tweeted said a 2-year-old could see this was not intentional. That's bullshit. Rex Chapman tweeted, that's a left hook, also not a basketball move.
Right.
Damn.
Intentional foul.
A running left.
Yeah. I mean, it was a forearm shiver. It was like a Dick Butkus would throw that shot in a football game.
That's in basketball, that would be a technical two in the NBA.
Yep. Elbow to the face.
Right. You can't do that because you can't have people just elbowing.
And they still whooping their ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they probably are.
Iowa's whooping that ass. Right
you punched. You punch Caitlin Clark in the face and they still whooping your ass. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's a 27-point game.
That's probably why they punched.
That's hilarious, dog. There's something so funny. I know it's normally the opposite for people, but I love Kobe like that too. Or like Chris Child punched him, but Kobe was so crazy. He was just like, well, as long as I don't get kicked out, I'm on your ass.
Right.
She did throw her hands like, whoa, whoa, what you go down for? Bitch, you hit me in the face.
I didn't mean it.
Women play rougher than men. That wasn't even fight. That wasn't even a fight. They just all got up like, all right.
Yeah,
women
yeah.
do that women. Thing where they grab the ponytail and yank it. That's you can't do that in a men's game.
Yeah,
they do it in a women's game.
Yeah.
Oh, they very physical with women. They'll scratch you up with long ass nails. They'll fuck you up.
Yep.
Yeah, it's 77 like I said, 50 I'm right
just,
now.
I'm just glad she's white. If that was a black girl punching her like that, we'd never hear the end of it.
All right.
You got to get these thugs out of the game.
This is
Skip Monkey. What do you have to say about it? Well, I'm glad she punched her. I bet you she wouldn't punch one of these other girls who's the same size as her.
Damn, they say her dad
punch Angel Reese like that.
I see a clip now where they're saying her dad got mad that she was complaining about the officiating. So they really? Different. They built different.
They built different.
Okay, she hit you in the fucking face. Well, get over it. Goddamn, play some defense.
Play some defense.
That's why she built like that. That's why she crazy.
Yeah, it looks like Caitlin Clark has 25 points. They're up 77-50.
Yeah,
hasn't affected her game.
Oh yeah. No, it's not.
He mad. He like you should have 35. You worry about people punch you in the face. Worry about hitting some damn buckets.
25 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds.
Right.
So
yeah, almost got a triple double.
I don't know I don't know if the Holy Cross player was a star or just like a goon that would come in number 13. But
I don't think none of the stars would actually do some shit like that. Maybe, but I doubt it.
Yeah, none of them seem to have.
She's a psycho. They said she headbutting the basketball.
Oh yeah, she built differently, like really, really differently. Crazy.
You hit me in the head, man. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Reminds me of that guy that used to come to our boxing gym who played for the San Antonio Iguanas.
Yeah. He came to figure out how to throw punches.
Clean. Yeah, his role was he was the enforcer.
Yeah, that was so our
the
minor
only
league.
Time they put him in the game was
our minor league fight. Hockey team. He came to learn how to throw some good
so
punches.
He came
the Iguanas.
He came to the gym to learn how to throw punches.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, I got to know how to throw punches. I was like, well, you should probably bring your skates and do it standing on skates. Oh, I can stand up on skates. That ain't no problem. I was like, okay. Okay. Well, let's bring this one home on Caitlin Clark. Just thank God it was a white girl. y'all come on back on Monday. We'll talk some more Dune. And I'll tell you some more about the books.
Somebody said assist, spoiler alert for a 70-year-old book.
I'll tell you some more about the books.
But that's the thing. It's 70 years old, and some people still aren't done reading it because it's 9 million pages long.
Right. I've read them more than once.
Nerd.
Yep.
I got to get your hard time.
Deflection.
Or your pocket protector.
Deflection.
I love that meme.
Yeah. Says the one that goes to Comic Cons.
You got a TI-82 calculator too?
Actually, I do. Actually,
I need that little. I
my
that
job
little
gave it to me.
In my life for damn near everything. That one and the brother getting in the car.
I know, Marcus. It's like the pot calling the kettle black. Because yes.
Yep. I was out in these nerd streets heavy. Yep, heavy, heavy, heavy. So y'all come on back Monday. We'll be here. We want to thank Rod and Karen for coming in with us. Who didn't have the TI-83 Plus calculator that you didn't know any half the buttons did?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, then you got that. Then I just got the small little Radio Shack one that I can carry inside my inside pocket.
We had to have the TI-83.
I got one right here.
Class.
Yeah.
Just use your phone now. It's probably an app that does the same shit.
Yeah, you can sign, the cosine. Your phone can do it all now.
Yep. Yeah, phone can do it.
I don't know if y'all know this.
I know. You turn it sideways.
Everybody okay. So here's the regular calculator. When you turn it this way, it turns into the scientific calculator.
TI-86.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to try my Android.
I think Rod is still mad at me. I'm sorry, Rod.
I'm not mad. Why is... Everybody calm down. Everything's fine. I didn't even hear the rest.
So the Android calculator also turns into a scientific. I don't think it does graphing, though. That's what the TI-83s did. It was a graphing calculator.
Shit, I got to go. We got to take, we're taking Ava too. She passed some tests, so we're taking her too.
Let's go.
Queso at WAPO's. So.
Passing tests.
Classic WAPO's.
Being smart and shit.
Let's go to WAPO's. So y'all come back. We'll be here for y'all. Hopefully we'll have a dishwasher by then.
And a new water heater.
Dishwasher.
Yeah, it's one thing after another.
Yeah, it just happened back to back. It is what it is. Not my place. You know, it's one of the landlord, but he don't live here, so.
Next week's guest will be Candace Owens.
Kim Mulkey, Candace Owens.
Kim Mulkey and Candace Owens. And
setting the record straight.
Maybe the girl who just punched Caitlin. We'll get her story.
We got to get Kyle Rittenhouse in there.
Yeah. Kyle Rittenhouse. Not so much Kyle. I want to talk to the dog. Yeah.
I hear that girl from Holy Cross is transferring to LSU.
Get the dog's perspective.
She is now. So y'all have a good week, and we will see y'all Monday. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Karen Morrow.
I'm Rob Morrow.
And I'm Brother Mark.
And we have three guys on, and we are out. Enjoy your spring break.
Lisa and Al Gee.